A significant rise has been recorded in the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19. The Health Protection Surveillance Centre is reporting that there were 1,049 confirmed cases of the infection last week, compared to 650 the previous week, an increase of 60%. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
The Health Protection Surveillance Centre has described the level of COVID-19 now in circulation here as moderate to high. A significant rise in the number of confirmed cases of the disease has been reported in the past week. 1,049 cases, up 60% on the previous week. There were also 486 hospitalisations in the last week, up 56% on the previous week. Three deaths were reported in the past week linked to the disease. No ICU admissions have been reported in the past week, and overall ICU admissions have remained stable during the current wave. The national confirmed case figures are regarded as an estimate, as they only reflect cases where doctors recommended patients be tested, as the HSE PCR testing ended in spring last year. The JN1 COVID variant is currently the predominant variant here and globally, but it's not designated as a variant of concern. Doctors also say there's no evidence that this variant is linked to more severe disease. Increased circulation of COVID-19 in the community has also resulted in increased outbreaks in nursing homes, hospitals and healthcare settings.
The Dáil last night voted to opt into the EU Asylum and Migration Pact by a margin of 79 votes to 72. The pact will introduce legally binding processing times for international protection applications. It will also require a substantial increase in the number of staff who are processing applications, the building of accommodation centres, enhanced border security and an increase in the collection of fingerprints. The government had argued that Ireland must look across the European Union for solutions to rising levels of migration rather than isolate itself. However, the pact has provoked controversy, with critics claiming that it's heavy-handed. Sinn Féin has said Ireland must opt out of the majority of its provisions, otherwise the hands of future Irish governments would be tied. Representatives of both sides in the Aer Lingus dispute are due to meet this morning to discuss pay demands by pilots. The talks are taking place on the second day of an indefinite work to rule by members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association. The union has also announced an 8-hour strike on Saturday. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Aer Lingus has so far cancelled 270 flights because of this industrial action affecting the travel plans of thousands of passengers. An indefinite work to rule began yesterday and involves members of IALPA refusing to do overtime or answer work phone calls outside of hours. The pilots are also planning to strike for 8 hours on Saturday. Aer Lingus extended a fresh invite to talks to IALPA yesterday, and the two sides will meet later this morning. Earlier this week, the Labour Court informed both parties that it would not be intervening in the dispute at this time.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris will support the nomination of Ursula von der Leyen for a second term as European Commission President when he joins 25 other EU leaders for a two-day summit in Brussels. The government is also supporting the Portuguese Prime Minister, António Costa, as the President of the European Council, and the Estonian Prime Minister, Katja Kallas, as the EU's new foreign policy chief. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
This is the first formal summit since the momentous European Parliament elections. The first task is to nominate the so-called top jobs, the President of the Commission, the Council and the High Representative for Foreign Policy. Those nominations have essentially been pre-cooked by negotiators from the three political groups who form a majority of the 27 EU leaders who comprise the European Council. Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister, has let her displeasure be known that her hard-right European Conservatives and Reformists group were not part of that process, given that they are expected to be the third biggest group in the European Parliament. Italy will want a powerful Commission position as compensation. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will attend the summit in order to sign a security agreement with the European Union. It comes just days after Ukraine's EU accession negotiations formally got underway, along with Moldova. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
US presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump are preparing for their first debate against each other in the 2024 campaign. It's taking place in Atlanta, Georgia. The debate will be hosted by the US network CNN and begins at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, Irish time. A 14-year-old boy has died following a quad bike crash in County Derry. The incident happened near Eglinton outside Derry City on Tuesday. The teenager died of his injuries in hospital yesterday. No other vehicle was involved. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cool and windy today with blustery outbreaks of rain. It'll be driest and brightest across the south and southeast. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 17 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds veering west will reach gale force 8 on coastal waters from Loophead to Erishead to Fairhead today, becoming confined to north and northwest coasts this evening.